Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The ballots have been cast and the results tabulated, and except in a few cases, winners have been declared following yesterday's election. On the North Coast, that means that Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough is headed back to Sacramento for another term after defeating challenger Tom Lynch in a landslide. Chesbrough said in a statement this morning, and I quote, "I want to thank voters for putting their faith in me by sending me back to the Assembly once again to represent them. My first priority will continue to be to fight for our beloved North Coast. But I also believe that even in these tough economic times, there will be a lot we can do to move California forward in the coming session of the legislature." Jared Huffman moved from the State Assembly to the House of Representatives after he defeated Daniel Roberts, again by a significant margin in the 2nd Congressional District race. One other result of yesterday's election is that for the first time since 1965, it appears Democrats, who have captured a supermajority in the Assembly, appear to be on the brink of having a supermajority in the state Senate as well, depending on the final results of two Senate races. There were plenty of city council races, mayoral contests, and local initiatives on the ballot. In Eureka, incumbent Linda Atkins defeated Joe Bonino in a very close race to retain her 2nd Ward City Council seat. In Fortuna, Doug Strail and Tammy Gilliam Trent were elected to the city council, while the mayor's race in Ferndale ended in a dead heat, with each candidate, Ken Weller and Stuart Titus, each getting 287 votes. In Arcata, Susan Arnellis, Michael Winkler, and Shane Brinton won council seats, while in Blue Lake, Greg Swatsky and Stephanie Coleman each won council seats. In Arcata, voters approved Measure I that will impose penalties on PG&E customers who use inordinate amounts of electricity. And they also approved Measure J that will fund Arcata Elementary School repairs and upgrades. On the state level, there were 11 propositions on the ballot, and Californians voted for 5 and turned down the other 6. Passing were Prop 30, Governor Brown's temporary tax increase to fund public schools, along with Prop 34 to increase penalties for human trafficking, and Proposition 35, which amends the state's 3-strikes law. Propositions 39 and 40 also passed. While of the 6 that were shot down, there was Prop 34, which would have eliminated the death penalty in California, and Prop 37, which would have tightened requirements on food manufacturers to label their products when they used genetically modified ingredients. And Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies got an assist with a missing persons incident yesterday from a 6-year-old girl who was playing outside her house. Deputies were searching for an 86-year-old Redwood Valley man who suffers from Alzheimer's and who had gone for a walk with his dog but had not returned home. The search was intensified after the dog did make it back home, and family members, along with volunteers, joined in the search for the missing man. That's when the 6-year-old girl heard rustling in the bushes and faint pleas for help. Natalie Widberger then went inside and got the assistance of her dad, and they found the lost man on the other side of the fence stuck in some brush. The man was taken to the hospital for a checkup, and the sheriff's office offered up a job well done to Natalie Widberger. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna police officers were led on a high-speed chase yesterday after a Redway man allegedly stole a pickup truck from the Lithia Dodge dealership in Eureka. A Fortuna officer on patrol spotted the Dodge truck being driven recklessly on Highway 101 heading southbound near the Hookton Road exit. The officer began to track the vehicle, which reached speeds up to 80 miles per hour. And when the officer activated his lights, the driver of the stolen truck, 39-year-old Paul Force, accelerated and the chase was on. 2 Rio Dell units joined the chase as Force sped past the town. And then Force, while attempting to make a U-turn on the freeway, hit a Fortuna patrol car and then raced onto Shively Road. That's when he lost control and the truck ended up in a ditch completely totaled. Force then fled on foot and was tased twice by officers before being apprehended. Force was booked into county jail on several felony charges. And Humboldt Bay firefighters, along with other emergency personnel from across the North Coast, will participate in a 16-hour operational readiness exercise tomorrow. Firefighters, search and rescue personnel, and other first responders will take part in the exercise, which is designed to simulate a local disaster resulting in catastrophic damage both locally and regionally. It will test the incident commanders and personnel on how they react to the ever-changing scenario. CalEMA is the lead agency, and they will evaluate the local emergency personnel and their response, along with the operational capabilities during the disaster. And that's the news on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.